Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of my podcast. So today I'm going to be talking all about who you are attracting into your business and also the way we are sharing the business opportunity in this industry, because I feel like, I don't know what has happened in the last few years in particular. I think, you know, in the last 2 years, the way that network marketers just in general are kind of sharing our business opportunity and the industry of network marketing, we've been watering it down a little bit. And kind of not just that, but not just the potential of the network marketing industry and having a business in this industry and working hard, but also a little bit of our energy, a little bit of our passion, and a little bit of our vision. And, you know, with this industry and with network marketing, your vision is your gateway to so much success. Your vision and sharing that over and over and over and over again is the way that you are going to attract in your dream team people. And I want you to think about this now. So when you said yes to this business, when you know, joined your upline's team, when you joined the team, when you joined the industry, maybe you've been in a couple of different companies before, I want you to go back to the very first time maybe you heard this opportunity or whatever company that you're in, and think about why you said yes. Okay, what was your upline's vision for you? What was the vision that you were thinking about and dreaming up in your head? And maybe, you know, the night after you joined your business, the day that you joined, maybe, you know, you couldn't sleep at night. You were so excited. I definitely remember that 4 years ago when I said yes to network marketing and joined my company. I remember that night, and actually the first couple of months, to be honest, I literally could not sleep at night because I was so excited, because I had such a strong vision. And that was kind of like came from osmosis and was like rubbed off by people in the industry sharing their vision, and my upline sharing the vision that she had for my life based on the pain points that I had, that I've been speaking to her about for so long. Okay, so it's really, really, really important that you are sharing your vision for, first of all, where you're going, why you're doing this business, and, you know, why you're committed to network marketing and your company, and also the vision for other people and what type of lifestyle they can create if they say yes to this industry and they take it seriously and they do the work. Okay, so I'm feeling really, really inspired. We were talking all about this. I was at a corporate company event yesterday, and we were talking all about vision. There was a lot of incredible speakers, and I would just say, just side note on this, if you are not committed to getting to the events that your company has on, I know that basically every single company in network marketing, they have events, they've got conferences. If you're not committed to getting to those events, you gotta change your energy around that, and you need to start getting committed to doing whatever it takes, booking a babysitter for the events, saving for 6 months to get to the company conferences, whatever you can do. You have to commit to getting to these events, because trust me, if you feel like right now your vision is lowered, maybe you're not recruiting the right type of people into your team, getting around those people and hearing those stories from successful leaders in your company is one of the most crucial, important things for you to be doing. And it's a business investment. Okay, I know every single time I get to an event for like the week or even that month after coming back from that event, I'm on fire, I'm ignited, my vision is back, I feel excited again, I'm even more inspired, even more motivated, and I do even more work, which leads to even better results. Okay, so let's kind of get back to the type of people that you're maybe attracting into your business, into your team. And, you know, I've been through all of these emotions in the last 4 years of being in this industry of, you know, recruiting absolute rock stars that come in, that have so much vision, that are running, you know, earning incredible incentives, earning promotions, earning bonuses, doing all these amazing things, ranking up through the levels. But I've also been in the position where, you know, for even a year on end, like I've had this in the past where my vision was lowered. And as a result of that, of me not sharing that vision over and over again, I was recruiting people that were, you know, easy to recruit. that they didn't have big vision. They were just, you know, low-hanging fruit, didn't really want this, weren't really prepared to put the work in, and just kind of recruiting for the sake of recruiting. And when you are doing that, when you're just recruiting people for the sake of saying, oh, I was able to recruit 5 people this month, and it's just kind of like a tick box task that you have on now, I guarantee you right now, none of those people where you're just kind of recruiting for the sake of recruiting because they're easy, they're there, they're just kind of like, yeah, okay, I'll give it a go. I guarantee you none of those people are going to hang around for long, and they're probably not going to be your top leaders in your business, okay? Because your energy and what you're sharing in terms of your vision and how you're showing up, that is going to reflect in the type of people that you recruit and you attract into your business. And maybe not the people that you recruit direct to you, but there could be people deep in your team that rise up because they see your vision. Okay, so if you want to attract serious business-minded entrepreneurs, and you know, attract these people that want to build a legacy, want to build to the top rank quickly of your company, then I think first thing we need to kind of talk about, and this kind of goes back to like watering down our vision and watering down our personality, but you know, stop positioning your business opportunity firstly as a side hustle, okay? And I'm seeing there's such a big trend right now on social media. I'm seeing this so much as, you know, a lot of these network marketers who are super, super successful are kind of watering down their vision and then just talking about this business opportunity and network marketing as just like a little side hustle for people to do. And of course, then they are recruiting and they're attracting people into their teams that none of them are committed. They don't want this as a career. They don't want that six-figure earnings. They don't want to get to the top rank. They're just looking for a side hustle, and they're probably going to stick around for maybe a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then that's it. Once they've made their $500 that they wanted to make to cover their bills or Christmas or whatever, they're out. They're not committed long term. So this is for the people right now, if you're listening and you're like, I want to build a six-figure business. I want to have like one of the best network marketing businesses in the industry. I want to have the best people. I want to have committed people. Then how are you positioning and sharing the business opportunity that is attached to your network marketing business? If you are just sharing this as like, join me, it's an amazing side hustle, or you're talking small vision of what would an extra $20 a month, you know, do for you, or $20 a week do for you. I know if my upline or the people that I, you know, joined this business with when I started 4 years ago, if they were sharing the business opportunity in that way, with that energy, with that low vision, that watered down vision, there is not a chance in hell I would have joined. Because I'm like, you know, I would have said, well, if I was wanting to earn an extra $500 a month and do all the work that you're doing, oh my gosh, I could just save myself some time and just go get another job as a waitress on the weekend, or just do some babysitting or whatever I wanted to do. But my upline shared with me the big vision, the big life, the, you know, what was out there. She shared the big money, and she wasn't giving me guarantees, but she was sharing with me what was possible in a way that actually related to my visions, my goals, my dreams. Okay, so if you want to attract those legacy people, those people that are committed, that are hungry, that are willing, that are coachable, that are disciplined, you gotta share the business with, you know, these big lights around it. Obviously not sharing guarantees, but sharing what is possible. Okay, so sharing that vision. Next thing I see a lot of people kind of, you know, sharing the network marketing industry and sharing the business opportunity attached to it in a way of kind of, you know, little side hustle, or you know, work from Wi-Fi, or it's just kind of this watered down energy, and a lot of it doesn't really make sense. Remember, like, you have to, if you want to attract incredible people and you want to attract people that get it, you need to be super clear and concise on how you are sharing this business opportunity. So I see this a lot of the time, you know, these reels and Instagram lives and posts like opportunity, business opportunity, work from Wi-Fi, and it's really confusing because the majority of the people on this planet right now, they work from Wi-Fi because we're all connected to a router, we're all connected to a Wi-Fi box. So it doesn't really make sense. Like, think of your average Joe, average Susan, you know, your neighbor. They know nothing about network marketing, and maybe they see one of your posts come up on Instagram or the Explore page, and it just says, opportunity to work from Wi-Fi. DM me information if you're interested. It's like a different language. People don't understand what you're talking about. And I know if I was a prospect and I wasn't in network marketing and I saw a post that said work from Wi-Fi, I would assume that person is selling like Wi-Fi router box things, or Wi-Fi wireless connection. I just would get so confused. Or so work from Wi-Fi. So, or a business opportunity, I'm looking for more people to join my business opportunity, or I have a business opportunity. People are not, your prospects are not looking for a business. Your prospects are looking for more time with their kids, less money stress, not having to be sick and tired, getting up at 5 a.m. on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning to get to a job and travel 4 hours a day back and forward. People, they don't want a business opportunity. They want the outcome. They want the result of what that business opportunity can give them. And I know myself, before I started my business in network marketing 4 years ago, I was not looking for another business. I was definitely not looking to start a business because I had 3 jobs. I was so busy. I had no time. Some days I didn't even have time to shower. So the concept of start a business opportunity or start a new business, that would never have caught my attention. And I am someone's ideal prospect because I'm the hardest worker in the room. But if I saw content that was based around how someone has transformed their life, the potential transformation, how they have more time, they have more money, they have more freedom, they have more flexibility, they don't have to sit in a 9-to-5 job for the rest of their life. If I saw that, where I could, these people are working smarter, not harder, they're getting paid more than me in my job where I'm working 40, 50 hours a week, that's what would have made me stop. If I saw a reel on Instagram or a post on Instagram where people were, sharing a business opportunity, okay? Using the words, join my business opportunity, it doesn't make sense for the average Joe, okay? Share the outcome and the results. And this is the same for the products. I've talked about this in other episodes of the podcast, but the same for the products. People aren't looking for, all of the ingredients and all the complicated features of the products. They're looking for the results and the outcome of what that product is going to do for them if they use it consistently. So in order to attract bigger, better, braver, harder working leaders, you also need to start showing up that way. So I want to ask you now as well, and I in my podcast, I do a lot of kind of reflection. I ask you guys a lot of questions because I really think it's so important as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as a CEO of your own business, that you're always reflecting on your work and how you're showing up in your business. And I think especially as a leader, we can get so caught up in like what everyone else in our team is doing, and we forget to focus on our own personal business. Because actually, even as a leader, if you have 20,000 people in your team, around 80% of your time should be focused on your personal business. And then 20% of your time is coaching, training, prospect calls, that type of thing as well. Okay, so how are you showing up right now in your business? Are you getting on all the training calls weekly? Are you showing up to all of the events? Are you doing the personal development? Are you speaking to people? Are you having those conversations even when you don't feel like it? Because trust me, guys, in the last 4 years, I've gone through a lot. We've all gone through so much. And despite all of the things that I've gone through, I've always shown up every single day in my business when I, rain, shine, when I'm sick, when I'm tired, when I haven't slept, when I'm traveling, on planes, I've bought Wi-Fi, I've, every opportunity I have been there building my business. And that is what it takes. So how are you showing up? Are you showing up in your business and for your business and for your future and for your team now, your future team, everyone else that is coming into your business? Are you showing up the way that you would like your future team to show up? Because I always say to my team, it's kind of like having children, like monkey see, monkey do. So you are the leader of your team, okay? Your team, even if there's two people on your team right now, if there's 50 people on your team, if there's 100 leaders on your team right now, your team are watching you, whether you think it or not, and your team, they're always gonna feel your energy. Like, I know when my upline is having a bad day or a bad time, or I know when they're not even working their business. Even if they haven't shown any of this on social media, I just know. So your team know when you are showing up, when you're doing your business, when you're doing the reach outs, when you have that no excuses attitude, and when you have that rock solid vision and belief. And like the same thing, you know, your team know when you're not doing that. So if you want your team to show up with that discipline, with that commitment, with that hard work, rain, shine, whatever, they're committed long term. They see the long term vision in this. It starts with you. You need to be that person first. Okay, so, you know, and speak about this, like speak about the work, speak about the dedication that you have in your business. I think, especially in the last few years with, you know, in the social media world and sharing this business opportunity, we've kind of started hiding like what it actually takes to get to the top. We're starting to kind of shy away from like, you know, it takes discipline, it takes commitment, it takes consistency, you're going to get a lot of rejection. Like, speak about that. Again, if you want to attract those rock solid, hardworking people that aren't scared of a bit of rejection, that are confident, that aren't scared to get on their hands and knees and get play dirty and just get all, you know, go through all those challenges, speak about it. Because I think we can kind of hide behind the work and we paint this like illusion of like, everything's so easy. Look at me, I'm building my dream life. It's all amazing. And people then are joining your team. They're buying into that kind of illusion that you're creating. And then they're going, hold on, you have to do all this work. You know, what's wrong with me? Like, it looks so easy for this person. And I've had all my family say no, or, you know, five of my friends have blocked me. Speak about your journey as a business owner, no matter what stage you're at in your network marketing business. If you've just started, you know, speak about, I'm doing this, I got loads of rejection, but speak about how it's part of the process of just growing and getting more disciplined and, you know, growing your confidence. Like, challenges are there in your business to firstly, you know, grow you as a person, make you even have even more belief in yourself, but also for you to be able to have that story and that experience with those challenges so you can share that with your team and show them like, you know, I've been through the same thing. I've been there. Here's how I got out of it. Here's how I got into a better headspace. So speak about on, you know, publicly, speak about on social media, share that this takes work. And you know what? When you show what you've been through and like all the hardships and all the challenges, you don't need to show everything, obviously, but, you know, share a little bit of that, share what it takes. That's actually going to be so much more inspirational for people who are watching you on social media and watching you on the sidelines than it is for you if you're just only sharing all the good times and everything looks really easy for you and it's just not relatable. It's not relatable for the people. And maybe you're actually kind of deterring away some of your dream teamers right now because they don't relate to your story because everything for you looked really, really easy, okay? So next thing on this, kind of sharing the business opportunity, I think what we need to do in the industry is really stop hiding behind the products. So I know a lot of us in this industry, we kind of had this habit, and I definitely did it for, you know, around a year last year. I'm, you know, was super successful. I'm sharing products, selling products, and still am. It's a massive part of network marketing. That's how we earn money in network marketing, by selling products. But don't allow products to go so far that it completely clouds your vision and it takes over your entire business, and all you're doing then is hiding behind the products, and that's all you share, and you forget about the most important, most life-changing product in your business. That is the business opportunity. That is the best product that you have right now that you're selling. You are selling the business opportunity to people, okay? So it's really important. Yes, okay, you know, you might have the best products in the world in your company and they might be amazing and they might, you know, be able to make people walk on water and do all these incredible things, but don't forget to share the business opportunity and your vision. And I don't care. And a lot of people say to me, you know, well, I don't have a story yet, or I just joined last week. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't care about how much success you have or haven't had in your business. Talk about where you're going. So when I speak about, you know, share your vision and share the business opportunity and share what's possible, share where you're going. Share how you want to help people. Share who you want to help. Share the lives and the transformations that you want to help facilitate by helping people start the business with you and join your team. Okay, so share that alongside sharing the products, because I know so much, it's so easy to hide behind the products. It's comfortable. It's squishy there. It's nice and warm. You're in the comfort zone. Just all you're doing is sharing a boomerang of, you know, your collagen powder or your protein powder or the furniture that you sell in your network marketing industry, whatever you sell in your company. It is easy to just share products. It is easy to just share the same thing over and over again. But what is not easy is sharing the vision. Sharing in your words where you're going. And trust me, when you pick the hard things, your life will be easy. When you pick the easy things, your life is going to be hard. So it is time for you now to start growing into that 6, 7, 8, even 8-figure earner in your company. It is time for you to start making sacrifices and showing up as that next level leader version of you. It is time for you to start sharing your vision again. Be unapologetic. Make, when you're sharing the business opportunity, make it make sense. Make it relate to people that don't know anything about who you are, and they don't even know what network marketing is. They don't know your company because maybe they saw one of your posts come up on the Explorer page, for example. So make it make sense. And stop quitting your business energetically or mentally when it gets hard, or maybe when you've shared the business opportunity with 30 people this week and they've all said no, they all have ghosted you, okay? Guys, I spoke to 478 people before I got my first yes. 478 people before I got my first yes. Yet here I am today. I built this dream life because I just kept going. Success is inevitable when you just don't quit, when you just keep going, you turn over those leaves, and you just actually, you're grateful for every single no that you get. Every single bit of rejection, that's getting you closer to your next yes. So celebrate them and commit to getting better as you, you know, you're getting all these rejections, you're showing up, no one believes in you, no one's buying from you. Commit to also on that journey of getting those rejections, getting better and better and better and having better conversations and asking better questions to your prospects and listening more and, you know, plugging into those team training calls and listening to the podcasts and, you know, learning from those top leaders in the industry and how they speak and how they handle objections and rejections and how they share on social media. Learn from those people and commit to getting better on your journey to turning over those leaves and finding your leaders and finding your incredible customers and finding those people that come into your team and they just change everything for you. So remember, guys, as well, last thing I'm going to leave you with this. I heard this yesterday at one of our conferences. The long game is the shortcut to success. Make sure you're committed to staying in this industry for the long run and you're sharing that long-term vision as well as that short-term vision. That's important as well, but that long-term vision. If you're serious about your business, if you want to be one of those top network marketers, those top people in the industry, you got to share your vision and you got to stick around no matter what happens, through rain or shine. It's business at the end of the day. Business goes up, down, leaders quit, clients send products back. It's business. But the payoff for you sticking around and you just not quitting no matter what happens, no matter who leaves, no matter, you know, what product gets pulled from your company, whatever happens, just have that tunnel vision and just keep going no matter what. Thank you guys so much for joining me for another episode of my podcast. If you like this episode, make sure you take a screenshot of it, tag me, post it on your Instagram story. I will repost you. And if you liked it, also share it with your teams. See you next time.